You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
There will be no postseason baseball for the Rays in 2015, but a group of youngsters continue to supply the franchise with optimism for the 2016 season and beyond. Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Tampa Bay Rays. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, thanks for your time on this Wednesday afternoon and a 4-2 win for the Rays on Tuesday to snap a three-game skid. Matt Moore looked really good again, Bill. Seven innings of one-run ball. Last three starts, his ERA is 1.31. After struggling so badly in his first eight starts before this current stretch, what has he done differently to get this whole thing turned around?
Well, I think it's more or less just, you know, he had said all along that he needed to get better putting guys away once he had two strikes. He's done a better job doing that, and I just think he's got a better feel out there now than he had earlier, which is to be expected for anybody coming back from Tommy John surgery. But now he probably is in the, you know, the right arm slot, and, you know, he's feeling all of his off-speed pitches. So the last three times out, he's looked like, you know, the best of Matt Moore.
And, Bill, when you look at Matt Moore, when he's on his A game and at his finest, and then you look at Chris Archer, and he's at the top of his game, I know we get caught up in saying this guy's the number one, this guy's the number two, this guy's the ace, and so on and so forth. But when both guys are at their best, which one of those two would you designate as the true ace of this staff?
Well, right now you got to say Archer, just because I think his work has been a little more complete than Moore's. But Moore certainly is, you know, right there in the conversation. So they could have a real nice situation next year between Moore, Archer, and Smiley. And then you got Odorizzi not too far behind. And then, you know, the guy who went into the season as the number one, Alex Cobb, should be back with the team towards the end of next year. But from what we've learned, obviously, watching Moore, you know, it's tough to expect a lot when they first come back from Tommy John surgery.
And, of course, Erasmo Ramirez, he might throw his name into that mix as well. Could make for a very interesting competition for those five rotation spots in spring training coming up in 2016. Bill, I want to get your take on Mikey Mattsuk as well. He's come on really strong as of late in a game-tying homer on Monday night. And going back a couple of weeks, he had that 5-for-5 game against the Orioles. And what kind of a ceiling do you see for him as he continues to develop?
Well, of course, you know, he was a number one pick of the Rays, and it's taken him a little bit of time to get here, but you look at him and he's athletic, and that's something they've kind of missed ever since the days of BJ and Carl Crawford. So that's one thing you see right away. His athleticism jumps out at you. And he's made pretty consistent contact. I mean, you know, you look at his average, he's right at 300. He's a strong kid. You know, he played football growing up. He's got good power. So I think he's got a real upside, and he's made the most of his chance. I mean, he's in the conversation for next spring.
Absolutely, and I believe I said he hit a game-tying homer Monday. It was actually Tuesday as the Rays came back to beat the Marlins 4-2 last night as Drubal Cabrera with the tie-breaking two-run homer to give the Rays the win. Another young guy I want to get your thoughts on, Bill, Steven Souza Jr. You know, you look at the overall numbers, they're not quite what the Rays expected them to be after he was acquired in the offseason, that big deal with the Nationals, but still a modest four-game hitting streak entering Wednesday. Began with a four-hit performance against the Red Sox at Fenway Park last week. When you look at the entire pie here, how would you assess his first full season as a big leaguer?
Well, I think the big thing is, gee, I would have liked to have seen a little more. But, you know, he went on the disabled list two times, you know, for extended periods. And I know the first time he went on, it was right after he was coming out of a slump. So, you know, he was a little bit streaky, and he looked like he was just getting ready to start hitting the ball, and he goes on the DL. So, you know, you would have liked to have seen that play out before he had to go on the disabled list and just kind of get more of what he can do. But just like, you know, Mattsuk, this guy's got, you know, five-tool potential. So, you know, suddenly they've got a pretty nice-looking outfield out there.
Yeah, no question. A lot of young guys in that mix all making big contributions here down the stretch and giving a lot of hope and optimism for the 2016 season. Bill, when you look at Souza Jr., does he remind you of anybody that either is currently on the team or has been on the team in past years? Is there anybody that you kind of compare him to in terms of his abilities and what kind of player he could become?
You know what? He's Not really. For the Rays, no. I mean, he's a little bit unique. I mean, he's a big guy, strong guy. You know, if he starts to really making good contact and really maybe being a little more aggressive, I mean, you know, this guy could be a, you know, 30 home run guy at least. I think he's got that kind of power. He's a great guy to have around the clubhouse. Everybody loves him. So, you know, I just think he's going to be a big part of the puzzle going forward. And, you know, a lot of things, I think he's one of the things that Rays fans can get excited about.
Yeah, no question. Like I said, a four-game hitting streak entering Wednesday. Poor hit performance against the Red Sox, and it seems like he's starting to scratch the surface of the player that he could become, assuming that he overcomes the health issues, like you pointed out, and puts those behind him for 2016. Bill, I want to get your take, too, on the catching situation. It's a very unique one for this team. We've seen J.P. Arencibia come aboard, make some nice contributions after Kirk Casale went down with an injury. Then you've also got Rene Rivera and the youngster Luke Maley in the mix. How does this whole situation shake out next spring for the Rays?
Well, I think probably you're going to see all those guys there. I'd be very surprised if they weren't because, you know, catching depth is about like pitching depth. You know, it's really hard to come by. Each of those guys have their strengths, and each of them have a few weaknesses, too. Right now, you know, I think it's easy to get excited about Arencibia because, you know, he's been around, and I would be very surprised if they didn't tender him. You know, he's arbitration eligible. But, you know, the Rays have gotten so little offense from their catching position over the past several years that, you know, any, you know, all of a sudden you're getting power there from him and, you know, Casale this year. It's just a different thing. And, you know, more offense for a team that always struggles on offense is never a bad thing.
No question whatsoever. And Bill, as we are heading down the home stretch of the 2015 season, I want to just hand out some imaginary hardware, if you will. Who in your mind was the team's MVP this season, and what player, you've got a lot of young guys in the mix with this team, of course, what player is perhaps on the brink of achieving true stardom heading into next season and beyond?
Well, kind of tough call on the player because it's like, you know, you go off, you know, offensive player, maybe a pitcher, but so I'm going to say co-player between Archer and Logan Forsythe. And, you know, and part of that is Forsythe was probably the most steady offensive guy they had all year. Now, having said that, Chris Archer was a guy every time he went out, you know, you felt like something great was going to happen. And I would also use his name as the guy coming up who, you know, was really, you know, shooting into his own aura. You know, I think, you know, we've just touched the ice, you know, touched a little bit of what we're going to see of him about how good this guy can be.
No question. A lot to look forward to for the Rays in 2016. A lot of youth on this team. It should be a very dynamic pitching staff. You got the youngsters, especially in the outfield. And I think we can expect a Rays resurgence in 2016. Should make for an interesting American League East for sure. Bill, I'm not sure what the future holds for the podcast. Of course, with the Rays not being in the mix for the 2015 postseason. But nonetheless, want to thank you on behalf of all of our MLB.com staff for your contributions during the year for these podcasts. The Rays faithful certainly appreciate it. And I'm sure that we'll talk during a very busy, hot stove season. But again, thank you for this entire body of work during the 2015 season. And I'm sure that we'll talk soon.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thank you once again. That's Bill Chastain, MLB.com Rays reporter. Matt Waymire signing off for MLB.com Extras Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.